Well, that isn't fair. Don't you see? They ought to do two turns. Ralph considered this and understood. He was vexed to find how little he thought like a grown-up and sighed again. The island was getting worse and worse. Piggy looked at the fire. You'll want another green branch soon. Ralph rode over. Piggy, what are we going to do? Just have to get on without 'em. But the fire. He frowned at the black and white mess in which lay the unburnt ends of branches. He tried to formulate. I'm scared. He saw Piggy look up and blundered on. Not of the beast. I mean, I'm scared of that, too. But nobody else understands about the fire. If someone threw you a rope when you were drowning, if a doctor said, take this, because if you don't take it, you'll die, you would, wouldn't you? I mean, course I would. Can't they see? Can't they understand? Without the smoke signal, we'll die here? Look at that. A wave of heated air trembled above the ashes, but without a trace of smoke. We can't keep one fire going, and they don't care. And what's more, he looked intensely into Piggy's streaming face. What's more, I don't sometimes. Supposing I got like the others, not caring, what had become of us? Piggy took off his glasses, deeply troubled. I don't know, Ralph. We just got to go on, that's all. That's what grown-ups would do. Ralph, having begun the business of unburdening himself, continued. Piggy, what's wrong? Piggy looked at him in astonishment. Do you mean the... No, not it. I mean, what makes things break up like they do?